This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Newell's loading throws onto his float and getting organized for his ride in Orpheus tonight. So I'm Dave Cohen filling in on this Lundi Gras 2025 when we've already learned that there will be no parades tomorrow in Jefferson Parish. Waiting to hear after a meeting at New Orleans City Hall with Homeland Security, the National Weather Service, the crews, and the NOPD, amongst others, on if they're going to parade tomorrow with a forecast for very gusty winds tomorrow that we may be at unsafe levels. We are going to check in this hour. I'm going to let you hear again what Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang had to say about why she made the decision to cancel parades in Metairie. We're also going to check in with the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club to find out what they're thinking about the parade rolling tomorrow and if they think they're early enough that the winds will not be dangerous levels. And we'll check in with the captain of Argus, see how they're reacting to the fact that their parade has been canceled for tomorrow, but discussions are underway to possibly reschedule it. So that's all coming up here in the 12 o'clock hour on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen, but it's open to everything you want to talk about. We'll also check in, by the way, with Covington officials or officials with the crew of Boga Fly to see what they're thinking about tomorrow's parades. At last check, they were planning to roll. But as I like to do every time I fill in for Newell, is open up the 12 o'clock hour to the lunch time potluck buffet. You can bring anything you want to the table and we'll all chew on it and share it and talk about it. So the lines are open at 504-260-1870. Absolutely anything you want to discuss is available and open. Call me now, 504-260-1870, or text me on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Let's listen in to the earlier comments from Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang about why she decided to cancel all Fat Tuesday parades.
Thank you all for being with us here this morning. I'm here with our Director of Emergency Management, Joe Valiente, and Donna Russo is head of our Citizens Affairs that really organizes all of our carnival season. Today, we're here to discuss the severe weather and winds that are expected for tomorrow, Mardi Gras Day in 2025. So I'm just going to cut to the chase with the very disappointing news that I think you all have probably heard about already. We've been in communication with the National Weather Service, and tomorrow's weather, especially the gusty winds, is severe enough that we have no other choice but other than to cancel our scheduled parades for tomorrow. So tomorrow we were scheduled for the crew of Argus that actually had 20 units, and the Elks crew of Jeffersonians is the truck parade with 43 units. I want to first put this news into perspective, all right? Historically, during a severe weather or storm event, when we discuss wind speed and we discuss the ability to conduct our operations, our transit buses stop operating at 35 miles per hour. And even Entergy crews, their standard is they don't allow their employees to go up in bucket trucks until the winds are 30 miles per hour or less. All right. As you can see, the range of where we consider it dangerous, and we bring in our our people is around 30 to 35 miles per hour, right? The National Weather Service is reporting that confidence is high that we will experience gusty winds over 40 miles per hour and up to 60 miles per hour is possible, regardless of the storm development, that the winds, you know, are going to be preceding the storm. And the timing of these winds also did not allow us to consider moving to an earlier parade time, as we were told that the winds are expected early in the morning as well. So let me state the obvious. These are not conditions where we would invite family, including the elderly and children, to stand on our streets out in the open. These are not conditions for people to be elevated on floats, God forbid having a float tip over and there's people on the street just under those floats. These are not safe conditions with the dangers of flying debris, whether it be tents, chairs, tarps. We know what parades look like. We have kids on ladders. We have maids with beautiful headdresses and big, you know, beautiful headpieces. Even with our own work after tonight's parades, our crews will begin breaking down our equipment for the safety of everybody, including our own tents, our own electrical equipment, bringing down the portalettes, our decorations. So I know this news is very, very disappointing. I know many, many people have planned, you know, all year long for tomorrow, whether that be the captains and the crew members, the float riders, the royalty. And I know there are many, many scheduled parties for tomorrow. But Mother Nature just has decided not to work with us. And I remember telling our team just about 2 weeks ago, our emergency management team, that, you know, we started this year so strong. We the region, the state, the city of New Orleans put on an incredible Super Bowl without incident, as best as it could possibly be. We rolled into our bicentennial, in the beginning of our bicentennial celebrations. And I remember telling them, let's finish strong with this Mardi Gras season. Let's get through this Mardi Gras season as safe as possible. And obviously, this decision is part of that, even if it means that we have to cancel the parades. So I want to remind everyone that we still have a lot of festivities today. We have Lundi Gras at 11 o'clock in Rivertown. That's where Argus meets Zulu. That's an incredible event. And then we have two more parades tonight, the crew of Centurions, followed by the crew of Kings with the traditional Metairie route, starting at Clearview. Okay? So you can get much more celebrations in today for your Mardi Gras season. We started discussions yesterday. We continue discussions with both ARCS and the Elks crew of Jeffersonians on discussing an alternative date, because we know their riders have paid. We know they all want to ride. So we will continue to be discussing an alternative date if they choose to do so. Okay? Any questions? Yes.
How soon do you think we can get a rescheduled date, or if any?
We're going to work with the crews. And the sheriff's office, I've talked to him. He's prepared to work with the crews. So it's really their operations, you know, what kind of trucks they could get or the riders. I mean, that's their call. So I think, you know, we all were frantically on the phone yesterday. It is very disappointing. But we did offer them an alternative date. You know, we have the Irish-Italian parade on veterans scheduled. So there are some alternative options for us if they choose.
So hearing that, that can be concerning for some of the businesses that do rely on Fat Tuesday in Metairie. So do you have a message for them?
No, I mean, this is disappointing for all of us. This is history. I don't even know another time. You know, we had to cancel 2021 during COVID, but none of us remember another time having to cancel. And it's frustrating. The next day is supposed to be a beautiful day. So, and today is a beautiful day. And, you know, to hear that the wind started in the morning, you know, initially coming into this week, I thought, well, let's see, and maybe we can move the parade times. And it was just really, really disappointing to be on the call with the National Weather Service and hearing that the gusty winds are really expected all day. So it just took that alternative off the table for us of moving the parade time. Yes.
I know you've kind of already done it, but I know just people are going to ask, like, why couldn't they figure something else out? Why couldn't it roll just earlier in the day or something like that? Can you elaborate a little bit more?
As I said, you know, we would, you know, many years, in fact, a couple years ago, we moved to an earlier time. And again, starting the week, I thought, you know, let's see how this weather plays out and the confidence gets closer as to the day. And the hope was there that we could maybe move the time. But again, on the National Weather Service call, actually yesterday on the call, they said the winds start at sunrise. And weather changes, but yesterday's call, they actually used the word, you know, gusty winds begin at sunrise. So that alternative of trying to change times, just like I said, was removed from the table for us.
Do you encourage people to head out to Zulu or anything?
I encourage people to have their celebrations today. I don't know the latest on what other parishes are doing, but you know, today's a beautiful day and we know it's a safe day, and you know, I know it's last minute, but try to get your Mardi Gras celebrations in today. And it's disappointing, it's discouraging, but we have to, especially in my position, I have to look at the safety first. We know what that parade route looks like. As I mentioned, you know, when you think of parades, you think of children on ladders, you think of elderly people. And it is, when we heard the data, it wasn't even close. Our team, I mean, we all knew it without even saying anything. Like, we cannot do this with the wind gusts that are expected, you know. So this wasn't a close call for us. And as disappointing as it is, it's not a difficult decision to make. Okay. Thank you. Thank you all.
There she is, Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. It was an easy call for her to make to cancel all Mardi Gras parades tomorrow for Fat Tuesday. I just got to wonder if the same people from the National Weather Service are telling the mayor of New Orleans and the police chief in New Orleans the same things, that how the decision could be any different. If they're telling the same information with the same data, unless there's been some significant change in the forecast we're not aware of, I just can't see how they could have parades rolling in New Orleans. But we'll wait and see. As that meeting started about 50 minutes ago, Colin Arnold with the New Orleans Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness had told WWL's Tommy Tucker this morning he expected City Hall to make an announcement by noon. So far, we do not have an announcement as to what's happening with tomorrow's parades. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. We'll check back in with the folks in Covington with the crew of Bogue Fly coming up next here on WWL and see if they are, because they were monitoring and considering their plan when we talked to them 2 hours ago, was to go ahead and roll tomorrow for Fat Tuesday. And we'll see if anything has changed with that as they have continued to gather information. And want to hear from you as well at 504-260-1870. Coming up at 12:30, we'll check in with the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club to see how things are going out there on the riverfront. Man, I wish I was out there at Waldenburg Park right now, because the food tastes so good and the music sounds so amazing and the crowds are always so wonderful, especially when the weather is this great. I love when I had the opportunity to go over there and eat and drink and enjoy myself, then go on over to the Rex arrival at Spanish Plaza. That was an annual thing I always looked forward to. If you've got the opportunity to go down there, I would suggest you do. Anyway, we'll check in with Zulu at 12:30, get the latest on the Riverfront celebration, as well as if they've heard anything about the potential cancellation of the parade. And we'll also check in the next little while with Lawrence Shahardi, the Argus captain, and talk about how he's feeling now that his parade's been canceled and what the crew may be thinking about in terms of rescheduling. It's all coming up on this Lundi Gras 2025 here on
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. 12:25 on your Lundi Gras 2025. I didn't realize till that earlier conversation with Errol Laborde that this wasn't called Lundi Gras, that no one referred to it as Fat Monday prior to 1986. And that's relatively recent in terms of history for that term to be used to describe the day before Fat Tuesday. I do find it comical, though, that we love to take words and just add gras to them to associate them with the carnival season and with Mardi Gras, because gras means fat. And I love family gras, don't get me wrong, and I'm not being critical of the celebration and the bands and the music and all that, but family gras means fat family. So, I mean, you just throw gras on the end of it, and suddenly, you know, it makes it sound like Mardi Gras. And I just don't know if that's always thought completely through, that we'll just throw gras on something. And there are a lot of other celebrations that are just gras. So, yeah, there is that. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Text coming on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Have the parades. If people don't come, it's their choice. Another says, let's roll. Another says, Mardi Gras is not entirely about parades only. Let's get out before the weather, walk around, celebrate together, and get home before it gets bad. So, yeah, no, I absolutely believe that even if they cancel the parades, there will still be a whole lot of fun going on tomorrow in the Marigny, in the French Quarter, even uptown. You know, the walking clubs that hit the route between, what, 6 and 6:30? There's no reason that they can't still do that. And in fact, pardon me, Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city, told WWL's Tommy Tucker this morning that they'll still provide the police escorts, even if they cancel the parades tomorrow, for the walking groups, so that they can proceed if they choose to without floats, because they just walk, and that, you know, they could deal with those high winds without the threat of being blown off a float or a float blowing over or anything like that. So we'll keep an eye on it. Darren Meyer is the director of public relations for the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. Darren, how you doing out there on the riverfront?
Oh, I'm fine. We're sitting here enjoying this great weather.
Man, you guys got the perfect weather for today, that's for sure. Tomorrow, maybe not so much, but gosh, if people don't come down and celebrate with you in Woldenburg Park today, they're really going to be missing out, huh?
They really will. The crowds are already thick. I've never seen it this crowded so early in the morning. We had crowds out here at 10 o'clock this morning trying to grab their real estate.
Yeah, and for folks who have never been, it really is, there's a lot of real estate because you have three stages stretching all the way from the moonwalk to the aquarium, and so there's plenty of room to move around, and those Jazz Fest-style food booths, oh my goodness, you have so many great things to eat out there.
Yes, and we try to give provisions for all the local vendors so they can all share in this economic boom. So it's a lot of local vendors here where you can buy your food. There are a lot of local artists. Our musicians and singers are all local. And it's a way to share with the New Orleans flavor with the rest of the world.
All right. I don't know if you can see it right now or if you know it, but make our crowd salivate. What kinds of food can we get out there at the Zulu Riverfront Festival at Woldenburg Park?
It's a little bit of everything. Stuffed bell peppers, fried fish with all sorts of chicken plates. A lot of specialty etouffees and crawfish. Since crawfish is in season, there are a lot of specialty dishes out here that you can buy. And we have Messina's out here also selling beer.
All right. So when you get beer, great seafood, great Louisiana dishes, great New Orleans dishes, and live music. You can't go wrong. And on top of that, you got all of the Zulu characters that second line through the crowd, huh?
We have seven characters that make the appearances at every single stage, and they interact and giving out the famous Zulu Golden Nugget coconut.
Wait, hold up. So you can get a coconut today at the Riverfront Festival.
You can get a coconut today.
My goodness. You don't have to fight for them at the parade tomorrow, assuming we have a parade tomorrow, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You can get a Zulu coconut, the same coconuts that are on the floats, right, today at the Riverfront Festival.
That's correct. We have coconut sacks of coconuts out here, and the characters are walking through the crowd and through the stages and giving out coconuts.
And at 5 o'clock, the king and the queen of Zulu will arrive on Coast Guard Cutter to greet the crowd there. That happens what? That happens at the stage closest to the aquarium, right?
Yeah, that's at the king stage, right in the middle. It's the middle stage, the largest stage, and they'll come in and greet the crowd and then make their way over to Spanish Plaza to meet with Rex.
And may throw a few coconuts then as well, or hand out, pardon me, a few coconuts there as well at 5 o'clock before they go to the 6 o'clock meeting and greeting and toasting with Rex, the king of Carnival. Is the king still in Rivertown in Kenner right now?
He should be in Rivertown right now, meeting with Argus.
All right, the king and the queen. So that's fantastic.
Correct.
All right, so have you heard anything about tomorrow's parade yet, and either from the organization, from City Hall, or from anyone else on where things are going with this?
Not quite yet. They're in a meeting right now, from what I understand. They're meeting right now, but Zulu plans to roll. We may wind up rolling earlier than normal, but we have already loaded the floats, and we're prepared to roll and get the parade out the way. We're also prepared to take some of the elements out the parade to make it go faster so Rex can get on the street as well.
You say earlier. You already roll at 8 a.m. How early could Zulu kick off if you're looking to beat the weather?
Maybe an hour earlier. Yeah, we were thinking about trying to roll an hour earlier and then let Rex come after us and trying to get off the street and obviously cut our route a little bit, not go as long, because the safety of the citizens and the visitors are important to us, as well as our riders and members.
What time does Zulu usually actually finish? By the time you go through the uptown route, get downtown, and then get along the Claiborne corridor and all that, what time does Zulu actually finish? When does the last unit get off of the parade route most years?
Between 1 and 2, depending on the year, between 1 and 2.
All right. And I know Rex, typically it's between 2 and 3 that they finish up as they come behind you. So the discussion has been, all right, let's try to roll, but let's try to do it earlier before the winds get too high, huh?
Let's try to roll and let's, you know, just take out walking groups, take out some of the elements and just, you know, roll just the floats if we can. Some of the bands that came in town, we'll let them roll, but some of the local groups, we'll take them out the parade.
All right. Darren, anything else you want to share with our listeners as you celebrate Lundi Gras along the riverfront, also in Rivertown, and as you get ready to hopefully roll the Zulu Parade tomorrow on Fat Tuesday?
Well, Lundi Gras is a day when the community comes together and all the parishes. So we have people in Jefferson Parish, we're in Orleans Parish, and all our royalties meeting today, and that's important. We want people to come out and enjoy this free festival. It's something that is important to the city of New Orleans. We want our visitors to enjoy what New Orleans has to offer.
Yeah, and you say free. Of course, the music's free. The coconuts are free. The food and drink, you're trying to help out local vendors. So obviously that is for sale out there on the riverfront. And the weather, my goodness, just could not be any better than it is right now for y'all out there. So what a great day to celebrate Lundi Gras. I absolutely hope, and we'll wait to see what comes out of this meeting, that with the suggestions that you and the organization have made to try and streamline and speed things up and hopefully get off the streets earlier, that y'all can roll and roll safely. But right now it's 70 degrees and mostly sunny out there on the riverfront. So that's about picture perfect weather.
Yes, it is. We're loving the weather today for sure.
All right, Darren, thank you so much. I'm going to let you get back to all the fun. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL. Have a great Lundi Gras, and I hope you all are able to roll and have a great Mardi Gras as well.
Thank you. You as well.
Director of Public Relations for Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, Darren Meyer, with us here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. What do you think about that plan? If they only involve the bands that flew in from out of town by the invitation of the crew, if they cancel the dance teams and the walking groups and the local bands and musicians in both Zulu and Rex, in an effort to shorten the parades and be pretty much floats only with a couple of other units, do you think that that's a good compromise if the National Weather Service says it'll be safe to do so earlier in the day? You know, Cynthia Lee Shang really said that she got information that at daybreak they were going to have very high damaging gusty winds, and she didn't feel safe having people even out on the parade route at sunup, let alone into the afternoon, as Argus usually doesn't get off of the route till, the trucks don't get off the route in Jefferson till between 4 and 5 o'clock. So it's an even longer day there in Jefferson Parish. We'll continue to monitor it. And as soon as we get any word from New Orleans City Hall as to what's going to be happening with tomorrow's parades, we'll let you know here on WWL. We did put a call in to the captain of the crew of Boga Fly, Larry Rowling. He was on with us earlier today about if there have been any updates. And he said they're not probably going to get an update now on whether or not they're going to roll in Covington until after 2 o'clock this afternoon. But here's what he had to say earlier when we talked to him about rolling their parade on Fat Tuesday tomorrow on the North Shore. So what's going to happen on the North Shore? Larry Rowling joins us. He's the captain of the crew of Bogue Fly. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I know this is disappointing that Mother Nature is not cooperating for tomorrow, especially with today being so darn beautiful. What are you hearing up there in terms of what the plan is for Covington with the Lions Club parade and your parade tomorrow?
Well, the latest at 10:15 a.m. this morning, where we talked to city officials in Covington and everything today, which is Lundi Gras. We just have this great Lundi Gras experience at 4 p.m. at the Bugaflaga Park. Everything is on schedule for that. And everything the city officials are telling us right now, as of right now, everything is ready to go at 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is Mardi Gras Day. So we are going to keep a really close watch on this. You know, our duration of the parade when it goes down downtown Covington, you know, it starts with the Lions Club and a crew of Covington, and then also the crew of Bugaflaga follows. We have 20 traditional floats, 600 Roddy members. And right now we are scheduled to roll at the 10 o'clock hour. So we are just monitoring this. I'll be more than happy to give you an update after, you know, that noon hour. If you would like that, we can definitely do that. But everything is full-fledged to go right now.
All right. Any discussions about starting a little earlier? I don't know if you heard what Cynthia Lee Sheng just said, or what the National Weather Service says the differences may be in Covington versus Metairie. But she said they're talking about gusty winds up to 60 miles an hour starting around sunrise.
Yes. So right now, again, we're monitoring those winds right now, and there could be a possibility of a little movement of maybe kicking off a little bit early. You would be the first one to know once that happens, but we'll be more than happy to give you the update this afternoon.
All right, Larry, yeah, we would love. Anytime you have an update, please go ahead and call back in and let us know what the plan is. As the captain of the crew of Bugaflaga, how do you feel about this forecast? And as you see other cancellations already starting to roll in terms of your concerns and how you think this could be done safely?
Right. Obviously, New Orleans, it's a long route. A lot of people involved. The floats are double-decker floats, which have, you know, people on the top. That is a concern because they get top heavy, right? So what in Covington, we use the double-decker floats, but there's nobody on the top of those floats because the branches in Covington of those beautiful oaks, you know, they're so low, it's a safety issue. So we never let anybody on the top. You know, one of the issues too is the float builders, some of these floats are secured already for this weekend in Slidell. They have a big St. Patrick's Day parade. So, you know, that would not be an option for us at all. But the difference is, you know, Veterans Highway, it's wide open. The winds could be extremely gusty. In downtown Covington, you know, we have a lot of buildings. I'm sure going to be windy, but I don't think we have those straight winds like Veterans Highway would have. And then the Veterans Highway route is so long. I mean, it's like 6 to 8 miles. I think the route in Covington, you know, hugs around that three and a half mile mark. But we normally off the at a really normal day at 10 a.m., we normally off the street around 1 p.m. anyway. So that being said, if we did kind of move it a little bit, which that is not the plan at this moment, but you would be the first to know if it was. But we feel like we'll be off the street before anything, you know, that would be dangerous.
Larry Rowland, captain of the crew of Bugaflaga, still planning to roll at 10 a.m. in Covington along with the Covington Lions Club tomorrow on Fat Tuesday. You may have much larger crowds than usual, as we know that a million people will now, who normally go to Metairie, many of them from the North Shore, will not have anywhere to go in Metairie to see parades. So if you guys are rolling, well, you may have a whole bunch of company up there, Larry Rowland.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And the only thing I could say is get there early. I mean, you know, the city of Covington has a lot of great police officers there that are going to direct traffic. Our streets normally close on a 10 o'clock roll at 9 a.m. So if there's any push up a little bit further, obviously those streets will be closing a little bit early.
All right.
I appreciate you, and we know you're an outlet to everyone. You're a voice out there, and we'll keep you in mind if there's any changes, or feel free to give me a call. Thank you.
Yeah, Larry, just give us a holler back if anything changes. If not, I hope all goes well and you have a great ride. Enjoy your Lundi Gras and your Mardi Gras. All right, Larry Rowland, a little while ago here on WWL. We have not heard back from him, but he said at 2 o'clock they may have some additional announcements or shortly thereafter. Waiting to hear from New Orleans City Hall. Meeting started over an hour ago to decide what to do. Interesting that we heard from Darren Meyer at the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, what they've put on the table for the city to consider is Zulu rolls at 7 a.m. They eliminate nearly all of the bands and dance teams and other marching units, only have the out-of-town bands that they invited to come in to play, participate, and if Rex does the same thing, then they could get the party started at 7 a.m. on tomorrow's Fat Tuesday and have everyone, Zulu and Rex, off the streets before the winds get terribly high and before we have any of the lightning or severe weather threat that comes in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Well, let's see if the mayor's office and NOPD decide that that's the way to go or not. Stay tuned. We'll let you know as soon as we hear. A lot of people texting me on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line at 504-260-1870 saying just pull the floats out and have all the members walk. Have them march and, you know, carry their throws in SUVs. And they could even, you know, use the tractors and have them have the, you know, the throws. I don't know. I don't know if that would work. One person says, hey, the original Rex didn't have floats. Let them just walk and throw stuff. I don't know if that's up for consideration or not. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Your calls and texts coming up next. We'll also check in with the captain of the Argus Parade, see what he's thinking about rescheduling their parade now that it's been canceled in Metairie. We're hearing from across the region plans for tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. We know that the city of New Orleans is going to make an announcement about whether parades are rolling sometime shortly. The meeting that has been underway now for, was at 11:30, so an hour and 20 minutes now, waiting to hear if they're going to roll, if they're going to adapt the parades, roll early, eliminate some of the marching units. We don't know what's going to happen. Someone had texted and asked, what about the parades in HOMA? Well, the crew of HOMAs and the crew of Cajuns will parade. They're going to parade earlier, starting at 11:30 a.m. now on Fat Tuesday tomorrow. And they're going to have the extravaganza begin immediately as the procession moves through the Civic Center. So that is the plan there. They've canceled the parades in Jefferson Parish for tomorrow. Lawrence Shahardi is the captain of the crew of Argus. Lawrence, it's disappointing. I got to imagine that you're not rolling tomorrow, but you are having your big Lundi Gras celebration today. And the parish president said maybe you'll roll at a later time. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, we're disappointed, of course. You know, our riders always look forward to Mardi Gras Day to be able to roll down Veterans Boulevard. But, you know, I'm hopeful that after we meet with the parish, we'll be able to pick another day where Argus can roll.
What are you thinking right now? I know that the parish president mentioned and several other people have suggested that maybe March 23rd, since you already have the Irish-Italian parade. But then some people told us that, no, a lot of riders ride in both. And a lot of the trucks used in the truck parades that were scheduled for tomorrow are also used for the Irish-Italian parade.
Well, we have not met with the parish yet. And so any final decision on exactly when we would roll, we'll have to wait until we do that. If we come to an agreement on rolling on a particular day, then the parish will have to go, or the parish will go and work out the logistics.
All right. Are you hearing from your members about, do they understand the decision and why it was made to not put them at risk and put them on floats tomorrow?
Yes, they understand. And, you know, we talked to a lot of them. We had to make a lot of phone calls last night to riders and members of the crew and the royalty. But they understand. You know, are they disappointed? Of course they're disappointed. Everybody wants to ride Mardi Gras Day. But they understand, and they know that we're trying to get another date so that we can go ahead and ride.
Lawrence Shahardi, captain of Argus, not rolling tomorrow, but unlike the city of New Orleans, you can reschedule and roll at a later date. So we will stay tuned and wait to hear what decisions come between the crew and the parish. Anything else you want to share with folks on this Lundi Gras, as you all are celebrating right now in Rivertown, as Argus is having that big party down there and the meeting and greeting with Zulu?
Well, just wish everybody a safe and happy Mardi Gras. And if you go out to the parades tomorrow in the city, just be careful and be safe.
Thank you, and congratulations on a beautiful Lundi Gras and all the fun with that. Sorry that y'all aren't rolling tomorrow, but we'll look forward to some lanyap and some bonus parading from Argus and the trucks sometime down the line. Lawrence Chardy, thank you, and happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Thank you, and happy Mardi Gras.
Argus Captain Lawrence Hardy here on WWL. All right, we're seeing some reports start to bubble up that the suggestions you heard from the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club a little while ago may be coming to fruition in the city of New Orleans, that Zulu will roll at 7 a.m., eliminate nearly all of the bands and dance teams, and it looks like Rex will do the same so that they can get on the route and off the route, maybe even before noon for both Zulu and Rex. We'll check in with authorities coming up after this, see what's going on with that, and we'll see what's coming up for the next 3 hours here on WWL. All right, 4 minutes in front of 1 p.m. on your Lundi Gras 2025. Dave Cohen with you in for Newell Norman. Newell's riding in Orpheus tonight, getting ready for that. If you go out to the parade route, wave at him, holler at him, tell him to throw you something, and just maybe the sheriff will hear you, see you, and get you something good. All right, we are seeing reports, but the city of New Orleans has yet to confirm the plan for tomorrow. We did hear live here on the Newell Norman Show just a few minutes ago from the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club that the idea that was being floated, at least on their behalf, was that they eliminate most, if not all, of the bands, dance teams, and walking groups from the Zulu Parade and from the Rex Parade. They start at 7 a.m. instead of 8 a.m., get on the route and off the route as quickly as possible so they don't have to cancel tomorrow's parades. And we are seeing unconfirmed reports that that is the plan right now. We are waiting on something official from New Orleans City Hall. We know that officially there will be no parades tomorrow in Metairie. They are all canceled. We're also hearing that the trucks may not roll tomorrow in New Orleans. It may just be Zulu and Rex. Mandeville looks like they're still rolling. Houma is rolling early to try and beat the weather and shortening their parades as well. Well, to try and get through with Fat Tuesday parades before it gets bad out there. Oh my goodness. Scoot just walked in with a sequins purple, green, and gold blazer that is one of the brightest jackets I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, listen, I don't want any rumors out there that I wear sequin clothing, okay?
It's not a rumor. I'm looking
no,
at you.
No, I know. You're right. It is true. Look, if I don't wear this shirt today, when am I going to wear it? I have something else to wear for tomorrow, but if I don't wear it today, when am I going to wear it? Groundhog Day? So I thought, you know, what the hell? You know, I'm going to wear my sequin Mardi Gras color shirt that I got at Logo Express, of course.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's festive. It's just,
when you walked in, the light hit it, and I do not have sunglasses on, and I kind of wished for a moment I did.
Well, you know, in a crowd, it's not that festive. Excuse me. But it's festive in the studio where everything is kind of, you know, kind of benign. Yeah, I did a video yesterday. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to post it in a few minutes. I did a video yesterday for Bacchus Bash, and at the end of the video, a man threw up on my boot.
Oh.
I felt this.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
I heard a splash, and I felt this warmth on my boot, and I looked down.
That's so vivid.
I'm going to post it, yeah.
I heard a splash and felt the warmth.
Yes, it was crazy. I was in the quarter last night, and people were, like, showing stuff.
Flashes of flesh in the French Quarter?
Yeah, and a lot of...
That's not a Homeland Security threat, folks, so that they didn't eliminate that this year.
A lot of booty action. A lot of booty showing.
Booty action?
Well, there was the showing of the booty.
Ah, okay.
There was a lot of that.
So it's not just tops. We're seeing bottoms, too.
It was definitely bottoms. And also...
Heads or tails?
I had a conversation with one of the Jesus freaks on the street, and the result was rather surprising, and I'm going to post that on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page.
You'll talk about that as well.
Yes,
at some point over the next 3 hours.
Yes, certainly.
Scoot's next on Lundi Gras 2025, folks. Glad I could fill in for Newell. Let's have a happy Lundi Gras and as happy as can be Mardi Gras tomorrow, despite the challenges.